great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources say the face of the suspect in the shooting death of a healthcare insurance CEO was caught on camera when he lowered his mask to flirt with a woman. Some experts believe evidence points to a grudge against UnitedHealth or the insurance industry. Former FBI special agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
Insurance companies using those terms in some of their processes of turning down claims. And so I think this shooter is trying to send a message that someone, either himself or a loved one or someone close to him, has been harmed by this insurance company.
The suspect is still on the run. A massive rally this hour in Seoul, South Korea, calling for embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol to step down. Yoon briefly declared martial law earlier this week. An impeachment vote will take place Saturday. Thousands of people have fled the Syrian city of Homs overnight after rebels seized control and forced the government troops to withdraw. This is ABC News. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy were on Capitol Hill this week touting their department, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Lawmakers reportedly discussing a variety of cuts targeting the Education Department, redundancy in the government workforce, and government employees working from home. The department Musk and Ramaswamy will lead will not be a true government department. It will only provide recommendations for the administration and Congress, which has the power of the purse.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. NASA is delaying flights to the moon again. Administrator Bill Nelson said the next mission in the Artemis program will happen in 2026 instead of September of next year. People in Paris gearing up for ceremonies all weekend to celebrate the official reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. Rebuilding and restoration crews have been hard at work getting the iconic cathedral ready for visitors after a fire destroyed large parts of the structure in 2019. President-elect Trump and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to attend the festivities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
During the season of giving, the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection asks you to do your research before donating to avoid imposter scams and fake charities. Before giving to a charity, please research the organization at give.org and use verified information. Do not donate through unsolicited links, phone calls, or other messages sent to you. Make sure your contribution goes to the organization and cause you want to support, not a scammer. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway. And converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored 3 touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. We're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Nothing to See Here news, superstar Taylor Swift was named the number one most streamed artist on Spotify for 2024, according to Variety. That makes 2 years in a row for the pop icon. Swift songs pulled almost 27 billion streams. She was off to a good start when her album Tortured Poets Society racked up 300 million streams in one day and a billion in the first week. When playing a legendary character as the lead in a movie, it is probably a huge vote of confidence to get the person who you are portraying's endorsement. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. Dylan recently took to social media to say that he is sure that Chalamet will be completely believable in the role. If Dylan had actually said those words, it would have sounded like Chalamet. Chalamet is already getting Oscar buzz for his portrayal as Dylan, a complete unknown, opens Christmas Day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 37 by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s with some rain by late Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society, and it's a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr joins the show with great music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Morning.
Oh, come on.
Come on. It's a good game.
31-34, it's Friday. We're still in the hunt. We're going to get a wild card. We're going to run the tables like we did the last time we went to the Super Bowl. So quit your whining.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to ask a question.
Yes.
You're down this morning when you walked in. Is it because of the game?
Yes.
No, it's because.
Wow.
I don't think so. I think it's because after our show today, we have a corporate meeting to talk about personality profiles for 2 hours. The disc. So it will be.
Do you think I didn't go through those 34 pages and document and take some notes and do some self-evaluation? So do you think I didn't do that?
So he comes in this morning, Todd, and we're supposed to read. It was 40 pages.
Hey, what we say before the show should stay between us in this room.
And I'm
since
like,
when?
Yeah, right. So I said, did you? Because we're supposed to read. You take this profile test, which is very, very easy. It takes 10 minutes, and then it calculates all your answers and says, you know, this kind of person you are, and this is how you should react to other people, and kind of tries to give you a profile, right? That's why it's called a DISC profile. And they gave it to us last week. We took the test, print, and then they sent us another email that said, look, make sure you print it out and read it prior to the meeting. John comes in this morning. Did you look at that thing? I'm like, like school. I'm like, yeah, I did. He goes, did you understand that? I'm like, yeah, I did. So anyway,
well, we're going to have the 2 hours of him telling us what it means.
Right.
So I didn't necessarily go through and read everything.
And then he said to me, isn't everybody the same? That's exactly why they have DISC profiles, to work with people who aren't exactly like you. But there are egomaniacs who think everybody thinks like they do. And but we'll get to all that after the show. Anyway,
fine.
You should be in a good mood, John.
Starting out right.
You should be in a good. That game last night.
I didn't mean to jump on you right away, John, but you were just in a down mood, and I'm like, I wonder what happened, and then I realize, is it the
okay,
game?
Okay, you got to understand something.
That game was a good game.
You got to understand something with the Lions and the Packers and the Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got relatives.
Yeah.
Close relatives who are diehard Lions fans.
Yeah.
And I grew up with that all my life, and with the Packers-Lions thing. It's almost like a personal thing with people. Some of my greatest friends that I would literally, they would dive on a grenade for me, and I'd just hate each other when the Packers and the Lions play. It's such a something.
But it
it's hard to describe.
But it wasn't an upset.
No, it wasn't.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And I think we all kind of know the Lions are going to win the division, right? I mean, what are they, 11-0?
One. They lost one game.
But they 11 in a row, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I don't know. I was glad the Packers were in that first half, Johnny.
Agreed.
I know you missed that, but that was a tough first half. I thought these guys are going to get smoked.
I just, watching that, that last drive for the Lions, I thought, okay, this defense, our defense isn't good enough to go far.
Right.
That's how I felt. It was almost like a realization last night of, okay, you know what? Here's who the Packers are. Here's who the Lions are, the Chiefs are, the Eagles are. The Buffalo Bills are,
however,
we're a notch below.
We get a wild card like we did the last time we went to the Super Bowl. You get hot, and tough to beat a hot team. And I think they could get like that.
I totally agree with that. I do. But it's just, I just thought there was a little bit of a realization last night of, we got John Miller coming out from NBC 26. He was over in Detroit last night. They did a big pregame show and everything. And I just want to know about that atmosphere there and the, you know, the whole, boy, you know who is my favorite player in a long time? We're getting a bunch of texts here.
I was looking at the text. Yeah, that was.
Go ahead, read them. I like the first one.
Jim's cheerfulness after a Packer loss is concerning. How much did he win? Yeah, I told you.
And good morning, gentlemen, from Michael. Hey, Michael.
We're going to talk later on this hour about our big remote coming up on Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay, great. But
Thursday's going to be a fun day for us.
Yeah.
Lots going on because we got that.
Very fun day.
Alzheimer's, bartending.
No, that's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, we got a big week.
All right,
next
Thursday, I'm taking a group of people to the Botanical Gardens for the show of lights that, whatever.
Oh!
300,000 cool. lights or something.
Hey, yeah. By the way, I just want to throw, so I just don't forget, Mark Hewson actually texted me. Did he send you the text last night? Because he saw me doing the game with Ted. He goes, hey, he sent me a picture of his, he's got like his pajamas on, his feet up, and a fire going to his fireplace watching the back. And me and Ted were doing the herd game. I'm sorry. We got to talk corporate about me doing herd games anymore. Because I've been doing them for 3 years, and I have not done a win.
Well, we'll have to talk to our friends at NBC 26 and Channel 32. Maybe
something needs to be done.
Yeah, I think the herd might look. Yeah, that's what the herd's going to look at it and say, you know what? I'm seeing a common thread.
Yeah, exactly. Let's analyze our losses here.
It's like some people won't stay at certain hotels because they didn't win, you know?
And, yeah.
Maybe the herd's going to be like, hey, I got it.
You have any superstitions? Can I tell you one
I have some.
I'll tell you one I always had in sports. I could not look at myself in a mirror or anything once I had my uniform on. You know, a lot of guys would stand in front of the mirror and kind of preen a little bit and, you know, whatever, whatever. I could not. Because there's I forget what it was exactly. Twice I kind of did that, you know, checked whatever, and I, like, got hurt or lost or threw an interception or missed a shot.
Really?
Yeah. So from then on, and even, now this is going to sound so weird. I know superstitions are ridiculous, but if I've got a big thing going on, like a big speech, you know, a corporate speech someplace where I'm being paid and things like that, I won't look in the mirror after I, like, once I kind of do my hair or whatever, a little bit. I refuse to look at reflection myself. Isn't that weird?
That's very weird because I spend a lot of time in front of the mirror before I go on stage.
I totally believe that. Todd?
Wow.
Really?
Even this morning. Wow. That is a weird superstition. No, I got some good luck things, like cufflinks or a tie that I'll wear if there's something big coming up. Like an election. If you look at my elections, you'll see the same tie probably every
And part of that gives you a little bit of confidence.
Yeah,
sometimes
it does. It's like
it's
my good luck charm.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yeah. I have that.
But back to the Packers and one thing. I mean, so it's this point of the season. It's mid-December almost. It's like, okay, they are who they are.
Right.
Okay. They're going to be a wild card team. Right. They're going to be on the road.
We should celebrate that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they are, okay, it's almost like, and really, last night's game, in regards to the Vikings, you know, they weren't going to overtake the Lions. They were just, you know, if the Vikings had gotten beat this past weekend, last night's game would have been huge. You know, to say we're moving into second place. But now, okay, they're going to be a wild card team, and they are what they are. So I'm okay with that. But I hate the fact that Lions fans are gloating. And like I said, I've got family members in that group.
Oh, like we didn't gloat after our dry spell? These
Never.
Guys said that city's turned around.
I
and
am
they've
not
got new
a
leadership.
Gloater, Jim.
That's
it.
What you were going to say something about one of the players that you were really impressed with. Did you talk about that?
Kraft.
Oh, my God. We were just talking about that in here. Unbelievable.
How do you not love that guy?
Guy's a stud.
Unbelievable.
Brings an energy every play.
Makes the tough catches, takes hard shots, bounces back. I love that guy.
I love the Lions coach. I like aggressive calling.
I hate to say it, but I do too.
What he brought in, we were talking about that.
I know.
When we talked about that, and
he defies the rules of the game. Well, no, you got to kick the field goal on fourth down to get the
right.
Nope.
Yeah, and we got injuries. You know, we don't feel as confident.
Yeah,
man, they brought in those guys who'd been there for
a
couple hours. But yeah, I enjoyed that. I mean, I wanted the Packers to win, obviously, but I'm not like heartbroken. I was expecting whoever texted that in did I win any money. I was not expecting the Packers. I was hoping they were going to win, but you know, if I got $2
in the corporate world or your Harvard Business School or something like that, he could be the guy. What? I saw the coffee cup, Jim.
All right, we all did. Right?
We all saw the coffee. Hardest thing. You know what the hardest thing's been on this show in a year and a half?
What?
Not just laughing to like cry when his coffee cup from Harvard fell on the floor and broke.
John pushed it off. it was my memory of Harvard. I have some other stuff too, but that was one of my
hardest
I could
things.
Use every day. And John pushed it off the table.
Yeah.
But Christmas is coming, so
yeah,
I'm
get you
anticipating
a new one.
Something.
I'm kidding. No, but in the corporate world, even or in any world, and when you have to go. Let's say, okay, and you're still doing this. You have to go to some place and ask for money or support or funding, yada, 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 yada. And you kind of, well, with you, I mean, now in Green Bay, you know everybody, you've dealt with them. But in general, when I was doing it in Appleton for the place, and I didn't really know the, and it's like I try to do, tell me a little bit about what makes this guy work? Mm-hmm. But with, okay, so what I'm saying is with Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Lions, it's hard to scout him and figure out, because he breaks the rules. You don't know what he's going to do in certain situations. Normally, the analytics now in sports, this is going to happen at this time. Here's what the odds say. With him, throw it out the window.
Gut feel.
It's almost like, what's wrong with you? That's not the way it's been done.
Yeah.
But he does it.
And
they win.
And we as fans like that. I don't want to hear all these analytics stuff.
I know,
like,
I agree.
Remember that guy that was kind of weird, that Jerry Glanville?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he, like, out of the... He
was just weird, though. They didn't have analytics then. He was just
weird.
No,
they didn't have analytics then, but he would... It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? But he wouldn't be successful as much as Dan Campbell is. He's successful with his calls.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I don't know. I happen to like Detroit, and I think it's a turnaround city.
The thing is, that team, you can just tell, they've taken over. Like, there were times with the Packers, and all the years I covered the Packers, there were coaches that the players just didn't... They didn't buy in, okay?
Yeah.
Because what did we talk about the other day? It's the law of the jungle in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
About being a good leader. You want to be a good leader? Well, then you better be a bad ash. In regards to you're better at what you do than anybody else, or else you don't have that credibility. Like, you could try to be this good leader in an NFL locker room, but if you're not a stud player, and you don't make as much as the other guys, these young people now, it's like, who in the bleep are you to tell me whatever? I make eight times more than you do, and I'm an all-pro and blah, blah, blah.
I want to say that happens in the corporate world, too. We had a
That's
guy
what I
was,
mean.
There was a guy who was the president of our company. This is back in the 80s. And he would come to the sales meetings. And, we were a little bit, we weren't the best listeners back then. But he would come in. Nobody really respected him because he never was in sales.
Exactly.
And he said that to me one time because I kind of knew him. I got to know him pretty well. And he goes, they really look down at me because I haven't carried a bag. That's what they did. And I'm like, I don't know about that. But it was
100%. Exactly right.
Yeah.
So that thing from that corporate world, that's the point I was trying to make. The thing from that corporate world is the same in sports.
A locker room.
There aren't many things different between a whole bunch of salespeople who are vicious that we've all dealt with, versus an NFL locker room. It's the law of the jungle as far as who they respect and listen to.
All right. Well, the Lions are roaring. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
I know. Todd, it's Friday. It's early.
He made money, didn't he?
I think he did.
He made money, didn't he?
I absolutely think he made a trip to casino last night. Not even a question in my mind. He was talking about it yesterday.
We'll be right back.
I know how I would. I'm probably not going to bet, but I know which way I would bet.
64 points.
Wow. Big show coming up, folks. Back after this.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives. big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Jim's career right now, Todd.
I shouldn't tell you.
Todd.
No, Todd, we're moving on.
About something he said last night to his daughter.
Not last night. It was, I was in
New York. I thought you said you were watching the game.
With her in New York.
Oh, New York.
The Packers played Thanksgiving Day, and we were all in watching the game together. So
some of the females' roles in the National Football League.
I said it's coming.
Yeah. I said it's they'll be there soon.
No, you didn't. Exactly. 100% back that one up. His daughter still won't talk to him.
I said, John, let me tell you something, but don't say it on the air. Boom, we come back. Hey, Jim's got a story.
I did say it. Wow.
Anyway.
All right. Today is December 6th, 14 degrees in Green Bay, 14 in Appleton, 11 in Oshkosh. Today is Bartender Day, which we're going to be doing next week.
Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday night.
We are bartending, charity bartenders. How does that work? Tips all go to the Alzheimer's?
I guess, right?
Portion of the drinks?
You know what?
Whatever.
I think we could bring your cash. Yeah, it's all the tips. And, you know, maybe we could have a separate one just for, you know, for us for Christmas fund or something. Well, I mean, just something for the effort.
You're going to be sitting behind there drinking up the profits anyway. So
you guys are going to be pouring pints to support the Alzheimer's Association next Wednesday, 4 till 7 o'clock, Zambaldi Beer.
All right.
That's Webster and Green Bay. They're donating at $1 from every pint, flight, growler, or go pack sold that night for the walk to end Alzheimer's.
Nice.
So. All right. So we're just pouring beer. I thought we were mixing drinks. You've done that too. And that gets a little. I need a little more training.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm better at mixing a drink than pouring a beer. I don't, because when I did these.
Because John's always sucking the foam off. That's like,
pour it off. That's kind of almost the truth, where it's like, it seems like every time I do it, the foam overflows. Where is it, Todd? Is it Ireland? Where the bartenders have a little, like, knife or something, they scrape it off.
Yeah.
Is that Ireland?
Usually Guinness, right? Don't they do that? Guinness beer?
We'll bring you a knife.
Scottish? Ireland?
Okay. You ever been there? People to Ireland? No.
No. You, Todd?
No.
You seem like you would totally fit in Ireland.
I would love it.
I just,
doesn't he though?
Like,
doesn't Todd look
out in the Green Hills someplace?
Yeah.
And old,
yeah, you'd totally look like the guy that would fit in.
Or something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would love that too.
Up there.
I would, you know what I do? I would collect peat for a living.
And not peat schwaba. We're talking
right? The moss that they use for fuel. They have peat gatherers over there. You go out, that's what they do. They collect peat and sell it. I'd be
do
a good
smoke
peat
it?
Guy.
What do they do? What is it for?
Does everything come down to smoking?
No, I just don't know. I've never heard peat moss. I've heard it, but I always thought that was just like.
It's their fuel. It's what they use. They don't have any natural resources. That's what they use for their fuel. They don't have any oil.
Why aren't we using that?
I don't. That's a good idea. That's you know what? On the complex up north, we're growing peat.
There you go. That's going to be. We are going to be totally
self-sufficient.
Energy
we don't
efficient.
Need anything.
Yeah, no,
we don't need.
It's going to be good.
Totally
good.
Agree.
Okay. But hey, all right, so it's...
I can't read Todd's text.
Then the bartender's Dave. Mm-hmm. But
peat is an accumulation of partially decayed vegetation or organic matter. It is unique to natural areas called peatlands, bogs, mires, moors, or muskies.
Muskies.
Yeah. Muskies?
Musk eggs.
Musk eggs. I've never seen that word before in my life. When I see the word moors, you know what I think of? What do you think of, Todd?
I don't know. Boat?
Classic Anchor? Classic scene in Seinfeld.
Oh, I don't know this.
Classic one. Scene in Seinfeld.
Does that have to do with a boat anchors?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
Classic scene in Seinfeld, Todd.
I don't know.
Okay, first person. Do we have anything to give away?
Sure.
We can give away a brand new Mino and the Mayor coffee mug.
Oh, those are nice. Right? Those are nice.
That's really
nice.
Did you even get one?
You guys don't get them.
I grabbed one.
Because you'll break it just like your Harvard
one. I did.
One.
Did I tell you that?
No. Did you break one already? You're done.
I don't know. I'm drinking out of a One Barrel Brewing Company. This must be yours, John.
Hang on. I even took a picture. Oh, maybe I deleted it now. It's like, why do I need that? So I grabbed one, and I don't know if I did it or if it was broken already.
There was one broken one.
The handle?
There, the handle.
That's the one I grabbed.
That's yours.
Thank you. I thought I broke it somehow.
That's your Christmas present from the company.
Right.
I've got it sitting in my apartment right now.
Get you some glue.
Thank you. Right. Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to say anything. Right. Okay.
So what about Seinfeld?
Text. Okay. Classic episode where the word Moors was involved. Okay?
All
classic,
right.
One of the classic scenes in Seinfeld, Moors.
So download the Civic Media app right now. Put it on your phone, on your tablet, and you can text the studio, choose WISS or WGBW. Talk button in the lower right-hand corner.
Yeah. Going to be interesting to see. I would like, we can't, for demographics, though. Ryan, have you ever heard of Seinfeld?
He says no. Well, but how old is Ryan? 20?
11?
21. He's 21.
God.
Jim, I don't know that there's a lot of 21-year-olds listening to this show.
I think there's a lot of them.
You think?
Right.
Yeah.
When you were students.
Well, that's different. You forced them. They couldn't get extra credit unless they
that
listened
is
to
true.
The show. But by the way, thank you for the ratings.
Right. Yeah. It helps.
Give us a little bit of a push.
Today, though, when we come back, on this St. Nicholas Day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Did you
celebrate
that?
Oh, there
that?
It is.
I know.
Who texts that in, Todd?
That is from William in Green Bay.
William in Green Bay, Moops. Okay. Seinfeld, he was playing Trivia Pursuit against Bubble Boy. Okay. The boy in the bubble.
All remember that.
And for the win, here it is for the win. Who invaded Spain? Yada, yada, yada. And the guy goes, the Moors. And Costanz goes, nope, the Moops. It's like, what? Because it says the Moors. No, it says Moors. Because there's a little thing where it's like a printing problem. So then he and Bubble Boy got into it. And Moops. Thank you very much. Classics.
That's it?
Todd, can you find that classic scene? Clay was one of the great Seinfeld scenes because he wanted to get in a fight with Bubble. They got in a fight with Bubble Boy. The kid's living in a bubble.
Oh.
He lived in a bubble. Don't you remember that movie with John Travolta? Bubble Boy? And don't you remember that? The movie Bubble Boy, John Travolta.
All right, I may have part of the clip here.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, history. This is for the gang. How you doing over there? Not too good.
All right, Bubble Boy. Let's just play. Who invaded Spain in the 8th century?
That's a joke. The Moors.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. It's the Moops. The correct answer is the Moops.
Moops? Let me see that. That's not Moops, you jerk. It's Moors. It's a misprint.
I'm sorry. The card says Moops.
It doesn't matter. It's Moors. There's no Moops.
It's Moops.
Moors.
Moops.
Moors.
Wow. There you go. Thank you, Todd. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Got a lot of great things coming up today, folks. Stay with us. Back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Demand for bison from Wisconsin consumers continues to surge. Want to get in on the action? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. The Wisconsin Bison Association would love to have you, and it may not take as much land as you think. Details on the way.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Pat Reese is one of the members of the Wisconsin Bison Association that's trying to encourage others to take a look at raising the animals, and he says it's surprising how little land you really need.
I figure you can raise one animal unit, so let's say a cow, and perhaps her calf up to 6 months old. You could raise a pair like that on about an acre to an acre and a half here in the Mount Calvary area or in Fond du Lac County. So it doesn't take much to keep the animals. Like I said, we have about 100 acres fenced in, and by the time we were done calving this spring, we were probably up to 48 animals. So you can see we were well balanced as far as acres for pasture versus the number of animals that we had.
Pat Reese from Mount Calvary, a member of the Wisconsin Bison Association. He says, according to the latest census data, Wisconsin was home to more than 6,700 head of bison on 83 different farms. He says if you're looking to get involved or would like to locate bison in your area, go to their website, wisconsinbison.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The entire Midwest Farm Report team is headed to Wisconsin Dells for the annual Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting and Young Farmer and Agriculturalist Conference starting today. Carrie Shinneke from Dodge County and Clara Hedrich from Calumet County have been reappointed to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee by the Board of Directors. Carrie Shinneke is currently the Wisconsin State Fair Agriculture Education Manager. Clara, along with her husband and four of their five adult kids, founded LeClaire Family Creamery in Malone, specializing in goat milk cheeses. Follow our action at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 37 by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s with some rain by late Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside right now, it's 12.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers. So you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be live at WRCE in Richland Center, an entire hour of the Ewing Brothers, Brady and Brandon. Sports.
Welcome. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday morning. It is cold, people. 14 degrees in Green Bay, 14 in Appleton, 11 degrees in Oshkosh. Hang on 1 second.
He checks the wind. So he looks out the window. It's dark. Can't see a thing. Then he comes back with some fictitious report.
Hold on. Wind is 11 miles an hour.
Okay.
And it is coming from the southwest.
Southwest is correct this morning, according to the weather research group. They say 6 miles an hour.
No, right now, there's gusts of 11.
Gusts of 11. Let's see if there's a gust down there.
There's gusts.
I'm not seeing gusts. Mm-hmm. But we'll give you a bell on
somebody
that.
Somebody must be sleeping in this that's morning right, at the old weather center. Wow, right. Wow.
Morning, guys.
Today is National Bartender Day, as I mentioned. We're going to be doing that next week, raising funds for Alzheimer's, dementia. And we're going to be at Zimbaldi's. And
from 4 to 7.
4 to 7.
And every
which day?
Pint we pour on Wednesday, $1 goes towards this association. So we get to
pint, flights, growlers, or to go packs. Any of those sold.
What's a growler? But is that like a jug?
It's a bigger one.
But, yep.
That's what you want to pick up and take home.
Is it
and,
a,
you know?
Yeah.
We should get more than a dollar for that.
Well, what you guys can take your tips. If they tip you, you can donate that.
Oh, yeah.
We will. But right? I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Well, a dollar of a growler is, as a percent, much smaller than a dollar of a pint.
Good point.
So I think we should maybe 10% of all sit. No,
okay,
20%.
Here he goes again, changing the rules of the game show,
Todd,
basically.
You know what?
What are you going to push?
I've reached maturity because I just go with it now. Yep, go ahead. Yep.
No,
you know,
on the flights, what is there, five and beers in there? Do we get a dollar for each?
This is good. I'm going to talk about something. The other one on the list here is Miner's Day, okay?
Yeah.
Nobody in the world I have more respect for than miners.
Kids under 18?
Okay. What's that?
No, miners like in the mines, right?
Work in the mines. All right. Those kind of mines.
By the way, I didn't realize you were playing stupid, Jim, so thank you for...
Yeah. No, it is miners there. Did I tell you about the movie I watched the other night?
No.
What day was it? It was like I was just in old movie mode.
Oh, that's every night.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see the Woody Allen movie, Manhattan?
I never thought he was funny.
You know, I think he is funny. I think he is funny. He would get annoying after a while, but he's kind of funny. But, okay, so from 1980...
That was a huge movie.
Huge movie. I can't believe they even still air it. He was stupida with a 17-year-old.
In real life?
No. Well, yeah, in real life. But in that movie,
and they made
a movie about him...
Oh, I didn't know that.
...doing it with a 17-year-old. That's mind-boggling.
Wow.
With Marielle Hemingway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was gorgeous. Who I interviewed her dad... And I stood in line in a chairlift with her at Sun Valley, Idaho. She's really tall. She's like crazy tall. But I stood in line. But anyway, her dad, who was Ernest Hemingway's son, okay, was president of the Wood Valley Ducks Unlimited in Idaho, where I lived. So I would interview him about Ducks Unlimited projects they were doing. And that's Ernest Hemingway's son. Jack.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe it all, but that's a good story.
Look it up.
I'm not going to. That's
He was
too
a
many...
huge outdoorsman in Sun Valley,
Idaho. I believe that. But for you to get just a lot of connections there, that's great. And you really skied next to her? You shared
She was in line ahead of me. And people are like, oh my God, you know who that is? That's Marielle Hemingway. They live there. They live in Ketchum, Idaho.
Because if you go back to the tape, I think you said you stood next to her in a ski line.
I think you did say that. Because I was thinking she was right behind, right? Right? And having conversations.
Well, and maybe. Sharing a chairlift.
No, we did. Okay,
right.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
We shared.
Then you got like, 3 minutes of
we shared a lift.
Talking.
We shared a lift.
Oh, you did?
And she's like, oh my God, you're so funny.
How many people?
And
8 people.
You're so cute.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I watch you all the time. She watched me on the sports in Twin Falls, Idaho.
John,
she's like, oh my God, you do such a nice job on sports. You ever want to hang out?
Something will never. I'm
like, you're 17.
Where's the photo?
No.
Was she a smoker that she sounded like that?
Yeah. She's a Valley girl.
I like watching you, hon. Actually, those are the people that always said they like watching me. Ah, how you doing, hon? I like watching you.
Yeah. With the
yeah. Make me another old fashioned.
That's what I was just gonna say.
So it's Miner's Day, Microwave Oven Day. St. Nicholas Day. Oh, so today's St. Nick Day.
It is.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
See, I think that's only a Wisconsin thing.
No, yeah, I was no, it isn't.
It's not in Michigan. They don't do anything about St. Nick in Michigan. Todd, did you grow up with it?
Yep.
Yeah, see, yep. No, I did not know about St. Nick until I moved here.
And we had stockings that my aunt made that were like probably 3 feet long.
Okay.
With our names on. Tangerine was always in the toe, and then like some small gifts, you know, throughout the candy and stuff throughout the stocking. Yeah, that was a big deal. Now, when I was a dad,
I would take a tangerine over an orange any day of the week.
Totally. Easier
God,
to peel.
I love tangerines.
Tangerines are awesome.
Yeah. You never know with an orange. It might be super sour.
And harder to peel, too.
And it's hard.
Tangerines you guys sound like old.
Especially small ones where you got to cut them and the peel, the skin won't even come off. Well,
and when we get an apple, we pull out our little pocket knife.
Yeah. Let me see if I can make this in one shot here. And we do subtle. Yeah. Hey, what do they talk about in the show? The difference between tangerines and oranges. Yeah. How tangerines are so much easier to peel.
You know, stick around, it gets better.
Yeah. Salesperson Day, 19 days till Christmas. Judd Apatow is 57. I don't know who
Apatow.
That is. Who is that?
Judd Apatow.
Is he an actor?
Actor, director, writer.
I know the name, but I never know exactly who he is. And Stephen Wright is 69. He used to be funny.
He used to. He probably still is, but he's just not anywhere anymore. But man, he was funny.
I spilled spot remover on my dog.
Yeah.
Now I can't find him.
Right.
Right.
I rescued a dog from one of the shelters. He used to be a dog for the Drug Enforcement Agency. I took him to my apartment. He started hyperventilating. Love Stephen Wright.
Yeah, he was.
Somebody said 11 miles per hour right on the bleeps, Mino.
Well, you can say nuts.
Nuts. Thank you. All right. Simple Life Remote. We got Michael from Madison coming up. We're going to be doing a Simple Life Remote. That's going to be a lot of fun next week.
Thursday.
And it's going to be at another Packer Party House on Shadow Lane. And we've got a bunch of guests lined up. We've got a DJ.
Nice.
That's going to play your bumper music in and out.
Nice.
So party things up.
We're big time.
John, maybe he'll let you spin a couple tunes.
I would love that. I actually, okay. I think I actually thought about doing this, being like a wedding reception DJ.
Ooh.
No.
What?
No. Yeah, deal with
it. Well, that was encouraging, guys.
No, to be a DJ is one thing. To be a DJ for weddings, that's tough. That's tough duty because you got to get people to dance. And then they say, well, I'll play this kind of music. And you're like, well, I can't. Nobody's dancing. That's a tough crowd. Then the mother-in-law is going to come and tell you, you're not doing this right. And too much drama at a wedding.
Really?
I would just do a party. I mean,
Really, huh, Todd?
Oh, it's the worst.
Hey, everybody, how we doing out there? Where's that bride and groom? And where's the mother? Wait a minute. We got to bring out the bride here. Oh, wait a minute. That's the mother? Oh, my God. I can't. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
I thought she was like 23. Am I right? You look so good. Come on out here.
Get off the stage. Play music. Yeah.
I would be. Quick poll, Todd.
Sure.
Quick poll.
Yeah.
Would you want Mino as your wedding reception DJ, yes or no? Because that might... Okay, we're talking side gigs, Jim. I might
side
have,
hustle. Listen That's
to
a
me.
Good one.
Listen to me. I might have a spot for you.
No.
What the is lights, he going
to
do?
He's going to have me put up the lights.
Set up and tear
not,
down?
I'm not doing that, no.
Mino wants to just walk in like Elvis.
I know.
Do the show and walk out, right?
Yeah.
Play that intro.
Yeah,
that
quick Elvis poll, people. How do people text, Todd?
They got to download the Civic Media app. Of course, you choose WISS or WGBW, lower right-hand corner. Text in with your points.
I might do it. That you, might be my next gig.
Now, let me tell you about the problem with you, just from what I know about you. There would be more banter and talking than music. And people don't dance.
People
with the
like
banter.
That
no, they don't.
At a reception.
No, at a wedding reception, just plug and play, man. We don't want to listen to you guys. And like you just said, saying stupid. Oh, my God. And, no, I've been to those weddings. All right, everybody, it's a beer barrel polka. Yeah, no, John. Nope.
Serious?
Nope, not you. Okay, anyway.
These are great.
Go ahead and read them, Todd.
Let's see. Brian says, sure, I'd like that, but my current wife might be upset.
give him the bell.
Yeah. And then let's see. Todd from DePere says, John would try to hit the post talking about a Friday fish fry the night before every song.
Right. That's exactly what Todd's let's right see. On.
Sarah says, no, he'd talk the entire time.
Oh, my God.
John, that's no.
Mm-mm. Okay, let me just tell you guys one time. When I was at a wedding reception,
just
one more
thing. Just one more thing.
This thing was nuts. So you tell me. So I got to tell you, sir. DeLangelo shows up.
And some guy would walk on the floor. Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to high school?
All right, let's test this out. I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
And then you do what you might do, okay?
As a wedding reception DJ? Okay.
Let me pull up the song. It's going to take me just a second here.
Okay. I'm not even joking about this. I might do this for my site. That's good money, you know.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is. I will give you that.
Yeah.
It's good money. The bands are not that far away from a good DJ.
And I think it's cash. You know what I mean?
Well, you want that.
Just give me cash when the government has enough money.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Well, no, it's not coming up. What is going on here? Let's try this one.
That's at night?
Hey, everybody. Let's get on the dance floor.
Harry Carey's
in the house. Brenda and Joey, come on out here. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's grandma and grandpa are on the floor, dancing to Patsy Cline, and you're screaming at the top of your lungs. Yeah.
It's a good song.
Oh, great. I love Patsy Cline.
Me too.
I think Crazy is one of the... you ever hear the story of that? Willie Nelson wrote it.
Yep.
I read about this in Willie Nelson's book, actually.
Yeah.
He wrote it. He was one of those guys, like we were talking about, Dennis Miller.
Yep.
Where he could just write... he just sit down and write songs. Mm-hmm. And he thought, I should... he said, no, you know what? Patsy Cline would be the great... went over to their house at like midnight or 1 a.m, knocked on the door. And he goes, hey, whatever husband's name, I'm sorry to bother you. I've been working this song, and I wrote this song, and I was going to record it, but I can't think of anybody better than Patsy.
Wow.
He goes, well, she's asleep. He goes, okay, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is going to be a hit, so I'm just have a good... and she goes, what? She's like, yes. What'd you write? You think it's going to be a hit? And she came down, and she goes, this is mine. This is my story. This is my song. This is my song.
Wow.
Became one of the top
records
in the history of country music. But Willie Nelson literally walked over their house at like midnight and said, hey, I don't want to bother you. And she heard. She was like, sleep, but she heard that. And she says, yeah.
That's Stephen Wright. He has that, whatever, that skit where it's 3 a.m. and he's still banging on the guy's door. And the guy opens the door and goes, oh, good, you're up.
That's actually good. Did I tell you about what happened to me in Mexico? I probably told that story. In Riviera Maya.
No.
For the IXX trip.
We talked about that. About that. We were there, both there.
So,
I don't remember.
So we did one of those things. When one of the nights, we would take all the people out in the town. Rented a bus, do the whole thing. Everybody party type. Yeah. So we come back, and I see these guys doing these shots, these flaming shots. I'd never seen a flaming shot before.
Really?
Todd, what's a flaming? What is it? I don't even know what it is. They're blue?
Will they start?
Well, that's the flame.
That's the flame.
Yeah, you can burn flame any alcohol.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. So they're doing these. It's like, how do you guys not burn your mouth?
Remember that? We had that bar down here, and they did that Johnny Cash at, was it a Ring of Fire, or Bar of Fire, or something like that?
I heard it, but I didn't.
We put the smack down on
closed,
that guy.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, the flame alcohol is not.
Was that? You're right.
Yeah. Anyway,
did you close them down?
The flaming of alcohol is not difficult to do.
It just went right.
Yeah, I know.
Get a lot of use out of that sound.
Yeah.
A couple more texts coming in there, guys.
Okay, go ahead, Todd.
Package deal: Mino on the music, the mayor on the linen.
That would be a great. Nice. Okay, now that.
Yeah.
I could be talked into.
Do the table settings.
Right.
Yeah.
And then another one. Mino can DJ, but I'm only going to pay him in beef jerky and Spam.
I would be okay with
that. He would take that.
Hey, let me tell you something. We may have gotten a gig yesterday.
Oh. Oh, no, we have.
The new cooking show on 11.
Okay.
Jill was very, very interested in us coming on.
I think she was just being nice, wasn't she?
No.
She was, but there's a couple things now. She's, lives two houses from me. I might. If she's going to be a regular, I might invite her to my Christmas party. Because I think that, you got to establish a rapport first before you can go in for the kill. So I'm thinking about that.
You know what that just was? You know what that? What did he do? That was one of those, I got this brand new friend who's cooler than you, and I'm going to have her come to my party. She's so cool.
Have we been invited to that party by
the way? Yes.
I don't know. Maybe. It's tenuous.
Todd,
Todd?
Yeah.
Nikki? Mm-hmm. And you, Johnny. Mm-hmm. I did. I sent it all three at the same time.
And that's it? That's three? Let me just say this.
Everybody else who works at the station.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Here's what I'm sensing, Todd. Todd.
We had 1,000 employees at the city. I mean, I can only see.
Todd, here's what I'm sensing. I think he's out of goodwill, just to keep a nice standing. He's going to have this nice little get-together with us that's going to last like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Hey, great having you here. I have to get up early. It's Sunday tomorrow. We have to, let's just move on. But then he's going to have a really cool party for the
Hoity Toity. Yeah.
Did that last time.
You tell me that's not going to happen.
That's right. Here's another one of your wedding songs.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. How about Elvis Presley, the king? Come on out here on the dance floor if anybody wants to dance with me.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Take my whole life to...
Hey, look at that couple out there right now.
How long you been?
Parents of the groom. I'll tell you what, I totally 100% see... Dad, I agree with the drunk dude. I can totally,
the drunk DJ.
I can totally see dad, handsome man, and his son, who's also so handsome. Oh, that apple didn't fall from the tree. Did it, Bob? Bob, that did not fall from the tree. Those good looks you get. What? What?
That is so true.
He's adopted? Okay, I didn't know he was a... That's not his dad. I didn't know that.
All right.
Maybe
all right,
somebody could have said that before the show. Is that drunk, too much to ask?
Nothing better than a drunk
God.
DJ. Okay. All right.
Stop the song.
All right, Lisa. We're gonna transition to something more sane.
I want some Willie Nelson. I want some Willie Nelson. I love Willie Nelson. Who wants to dance with me? Anybody want to dance with me?
Oh my God.
$10. I'll dance with you.
Right?
You know, John, I have to tell you this. I was once in a play where I played a drunk.
Yes.
And my director told me that I was the best drunk he had ever seen because I did it very slowly. But I think that you would have definitely given me a run for my money in that.
Thank you, Lisa. That's like the nicest thing anybody's ever said.
Oh, God. Last December, we were talking about, a year ago, we were talking about Christmas parties. And don't do that now, but oh, my God. Those are the same thing.
I did not get drunk at your Christmas party.
No. I'm talking about... people who get drunk at Christmas parties.
I don't think he was saying that.
No, I wasn't saying that. No, you know how they, especially the new...
I overate. I will say that.
The new employees get drunk at the Christmas party and go up to the president of the company. And I think that is hilarious to watch that happen.
I saw that happen.
This guy will not be here in, 2 weeks.
Yes, I saw that happen.
We had a
Christmas
party
for the TV station I work for. And it was a floor crew guy. Todd, you were a floor crew guy.
Right.
I hate to say it. They're very well needed, but the lowest
totally
on the food chain.
Customer
and
service.
He went up to our general manager who had just come there from New York.
That's okay.
He'd been like CBS in New York and he had no whatever. And he's like this, Phil, oh God. I gotta tell you something. I'm gonna make it big in TV, and what you're doing here is
it's
so
phenomenal,
awesome. It's so awesome. I'm going to be honest. Phil, you know what I think you
between
need
you
to
and me.
Do,
just
though?
Between you and me.
Between, Phil. I don't think she's a good anchor. I was talking to my mom.
And nobody likes her.
She hates her hair. And she thinks she's stuck up. I know. Phil, listen. No, Phil, just give me a minute. Phil,
he's between Phil, you and me. Between you and me.
It's like, John, come on here. No, just give me a minute. I'm talking to Phil.
John, we're trying to save your job.
Come
Phil, with
us. Let me tell you something. We never saw him again. We literally saw him again.
Wasn't the story, though, he also said something that where he said to the guy, everybody says you're cheap, but
yes! That's the story. Yes. I don't think you're as cheap as people say.
That honestly beats my only story about, you know, being a little bit tipsy and talking to the boss. I had a misogynist boss that was horrible.
They don't know what that means. They don't know what that means.
A woman-hating boss. He hated women. And okay. I was a young, budding feminist. So us at the Christmas party was not necessarily a good mix. But I did keep that job.
Wow. Congratulations on that.
One of our bosses, Lisa, do you remember she used to put her drink in her purse so she could carry it easier around the party?
She what?
Wow. She would drink, like, I don't know, vodka and tonic or something. Gin and tonic.
So she put the glass?
She put the glass in her purse. And then that way she could walk around with a drink at all times. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a backup.
Gwen.
Yeah. Was that Mississippi?
I was just going to say that was Gwen.
Yeah.
Those are dangerous Christmas parties. Especially for you young guys, young women.
Yes.
Or don't go there and don't drink.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to do, too. Yeah. People are a little anxious when they get
open
there anyway.
Open bar type thing.
It is. When your spouse says it's time to go, it is time to go.
Yeah, you get them a subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club, right, Todd?
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
I actually worked at a place that gave us a crock of jelly as our Christmas bonus.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, that's nice. Wow.
You know what I'd say?
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Hey, Lisa, we enjoyed being in your place in Oshkosh the other day. We really enjoyed being in that studio.
Well, that
and
whole
I'm
town.
Glad you were
What's
here.
That whole town.
That whole town, yeah.
Awesome.
I know. You guys went over to Hughes, right? Please tell me you went to
we
Hughes.
We did. Yes. Just leave it at that, Johnny. We did.
They weren't able to get in on
the
time.
Line was so
the
long.
The line was too long.
And Jim had to go visit his mother, his 92-year-old mother, and it was a set time.
It was. And they just couldn't. They don't like when you miss it.
Right.
So I just I had to be there. So
we just had to peace out.
Meals and Wheels was coming, and we were going to have lunch.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that, but... There was
I was shocked
line, but
how
we did
long
go.
The line was and everything
but we
to get
did
in.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
So Lisa was at the parade last night, and there's the final picture there with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. And
is
the
that in front of the arena?
That's in front of what used to be the Exclusive Company in downtown, right across from the big sundial.
Oh!
Yeah, so that's right downtown.
Santa looks awesome. Yeah. That's a good picture.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, that's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Lisa, thanks for getting out in the cold last night and taking those pictures.
Yeah.
It was cold. I texted my best friend and said, I am freezing to death and I'm marking time to keep warm. Once a band geek, always a band geek.
Oh, I like that. Marking time. I like that. So what else going on in Oshkosh, Lisa?
Well, you know, we've got New Wisco Weekend coming up tomorrow and Sunday, and it is a fantastic show this week that deals with fun food and tradition. We talk about food traditions throughout Wisconsin. We talk about traditions in the fire department. We talk about lots of, and of course, music tradition. It's just a really good show this week. Lots of humor and some serious stuff as well.
You know, if there's anything I could ever offer from this area for your show, I'd be more than happy to do it. Or Jim or whatever. I mean, I think you guys do a great job with that. You're canvassing the entire state. So if you need something from up in our part of the world, we'd love to
be
a part of it.
We're there. Absolutely. Side hustle.
Yep.
We'll talk about the invoicing later.
Be careful, because I will rope you into it.
You know, there's something about Southern women that scare me a little bit.
and we should. We should frighten you.
You do. You do.
I think that's why he wants to move down there.
The Southern woman with a tarantula as a pet. No, I'm confident with her.
Yeah.
Lisa, we love you.
Love you too.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye, y'all.
Back up. This is Mark Hewson, Ballin Sportsman.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An intense manhunt.